Everybody, Johnny Storm, don't speak. News you're not supposed to speak about. Well, from Zero Hedge, a path to war. China cancels U.S. trade talks as skirmish escalates. Following a surge in Chinese, European, and much of the U.S. equity markets this week amid hopes that the so-called trade skirmish was less warlike than expected, China just dropped an early Saturday morning local time tape bomb that is sure to resurrect trade war talk. After President Trump slapped a fresh round of tariffs on Chinese goods, targeting 10% duties on 200 billions of goods, the two camps were scheduled to meet in order to dial back tensions. As we noted earlier in the week, China has downgraded the team with a mid-level delegation from China due to travel to the U.S. Capitol to pave the way for Vice Premier Liu's visit. That was what sparked hope that this was just a trade skirmish. However, that's all over now. The Journal just reported on Friday that, according to sources, China has rescinded the proposals to send two delegations to Washington. Chinese officials have said that such pressure tactics wouldn't induce them to cooperate. The timing of this news after the exuberant equity week is also noteworthy, as it follows Ray Dalio's, founder of Bridgewater, warnings that the current trade tensions mirror those of the 1930s. I think that the 1935 to 40 period is the most analogous to the current period, that is, and that it is worth reflecting on what happened then without thinking about U.S.-Chinese relations now. To be clear, I'm not saying that we are on a path to a shooting war, but I am saying that we have to watch what path we're on, given the cause-effect relationships that history has taught us and that are described in the template. This excerpt describes how the economical and political conditions of the late 30s evolved into the wars that followed. As you can see here, folks, history always seems to repeat itself. First, we have trade imbalance, which we had obviously long before Trump took office. Financial crisis, when debt levels reach the tipping point, the financial system suddenly and dramatically destabilizes. Companies and individuals can no longer borrow money. Bankruptcies and unemployment soar. We have that going on right now, despite what the media would tell you. Especially for baby boomers and people that are 50 and over, bankruptcies are through the roof. Currency war. Politicians seek to cheat economic laws. Governments print money and to pay debts and devalue their currency. Problem is, you got to be in a place of strength to start with. And then it escalates into a trade war and then into a hot war. That's the pattern. Now, to go along with that, China appears to be outraged at U.S. sanctions for buying Russian fighter jets and missiles. Chinese officials expressed outrage on Friday after it was announced that the U.S. was imposing economic sanctions on a Chinese military agency and its director for buying Russian fighter jets and air defense systems. The U.S. claims the Chinese Equipment Development Department was violating U.S. sanctions by buying from the Russians, and that the new sanctions on the Chinese agency are aimed at imposing costs on Russia. So you see, we think we rule the world and we can tell China and everybody else what to do. But they're telling us not so much. Flipping us the bird. Over here, breaking news this morning, China cancels its top Navy officer's visit to U.S. over anti-Russia sanctions. So once again, due to the sanctions that were placed on China because they bought some military equipment from Russia, now it's caused China to cancel its top Navy officer's visit to U.S. So these are all diplomatic moves at this point, but you have to wonder when it may or may not turn hot. So I guess we'll find out. But you have to remember as well, China is in the big war games with Russia as I speak right now, that Vladivostok 2018 exercise. So they have formed a lot tighter relation with one another when they used to be rivals. As you can see, the U.S. is just isolating itself on cue. And it all brings to mind Revelation 16:12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Don't think that can happen? Turkey has modernized their dam system recently to where if they implement it correctly, they can dry up the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Something to think about. There you go. That's it for now. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm. Don't speak.